What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
At the Creamer Law Firm, we specialize in business law. We help businesses launch, grow, buy, and when the time comes, even sell. You have dreams and places you want to take your business, and we can help. From formation of a company to succession planning, the Creamer Law Firm draws on decades of experience, all built around business. Schedule an appointment today at creamerlaw.com or call 727-0900. Creamer Law. We not only get business, we get things done.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
We call this Marketing for Business. That's where we sit down with individuals across the greater Des Moines Metro and talk about marketing and advertising, what works, what doesn't work, what might need work. And my co-host today, as he is each and every week, is none other than Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital.
Michael, it's always the highlight of my week, and I say it every week because it's true. And it's a pleasure to be here. We're sitting in the East Village of Des Moines, just west of the Capitol, talking with Chrissy Jensen of Domestika. So,
I have been a fan of Chrissy Jensen and Domestika for, I don't know, how long have you been open?
This will be our ninth year.
Your ninth year. Mm-hmm. All right. So at least almost a decade. I know my bride loves chickens and bicycles, and we get all that stuff from Domestika. And you have moved from your former location down in here to the heart of the East Village. What's that going like?
It's really good. We're right next to Ray Gunn now, so it's kind of good for us to have fun neighbors that kind of bring in the same kinds of people that we have here. So, yeah, I love it.
And what about the neighborhood itself? How's it changed since you first opened up?
So many ways. It's so much bigger. There's so many more stores. There's so many more people. The traffic's a lot much more. So, yeah, it's just keeps growing.
And you've got this really unique issue out in front of your store, which is redirecting cars and taking a look at how to have protected bike lanes and parking and yada, 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 yada. That's been an adventure, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's new to the city, so we have people who don't really understand it quite yet. But it's been up since October, so hopefully this summer, I think once people start using the bike lanes too, winter's been so long, that might help a lot. You know, once people start seeing people actually using the bike lane, they'll kind of figure out what that is.
Marketing for Business. We're with Chrissy Jensen from Domestika. We're going to find out now about what works. And one of the things, Chrissy, that I think is just so remarkable about you is your utilization of Pinterest. You have how many fans on Pinterest?
We have like over 620,000. Yeah. That's a lot. part of that's their algorithm too. So I got in super early, like way early. And thanks to Ben, the founder. And so the earlier I got in, you know, just kind of grows that way. So if you have 2,000, somebody's following them, and then they start pinning their stuff, and then you just continue to grow.
Can you talk about how you introduced yourself to Ben and how you, I don't know, elbowed him into letting you on the platform so early?
Well, I'd read about it, and I was so excited, but only, like, really famous people were on it, and I didn't know any of them, and back then you had to have an invite to get on. So I looked through it, and I mean, I did consider writing to San Francisco Girl by Bay, but finally I did some research, trying to find their PR person, and found out that Ben was from Des Moines. So then I just wrote him an email, and it said something like, how about hooking a homegirl up? You know, I'm from your town. And so he did. He was like, absolutely, here you go. And we were really lucky. They let us be on their blog. They blogged about us once. That really helped. And he's such a nice guy from a really nice family. And so we see them once in a while, and it's good. I like them.
It's that Iowa connection, right?
It is. It's just that, like, it's that thing where you're just like, if they say no, you're not mad, but it's sort of like, well, we're all connected somehow. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I remember when years ago, and you told me years ago in a conversation we had on the air, that you had 250,000 followers on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, whoa, that's mm-hmm. just absolutely amazing. And now it's 600,000. Can you translate what that means for business?
So unless you have a way to analyze that, you might not see how that can help you. Like, you might say, well, I've got this 600,000 people out there. Should I have 600,000 sales? Well, it doesn't really work quite that way. But still today, our number one incoming visitor is from Pinterest. Still today. So we're talking like, I think like something like 70 some hits a week just from Pinterest. And it's a saturated market. I mean, gifts and cards and things like that, even online. There's so many small boutiques like us who have really caught up, got their own Shopify site up or whatever now. So it's pretty saturated. So to see those numbers just coming in from Pinterest is really good. And then they're also pinning that stuff. So people are just, even if they know about us, maybe they'll come in when they come to Des Moines. I mean, anything is important. So we look at it that way.
Now, have you linked up your Pinterest, any of your pins directly to, for people listening, just they're not really understanding what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of fill in, number one, what it is you, what Pinterest does for the untrained ear? Mm-hmm. There might be, I'm sure, dozens of people who don't imagine that. I mean, like, it's amazing how many times I have to explain what Facebook does to some people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just like just real basic stuff for business. I mean,
oh yeah,
Facebook
for business
ads and things that. All right, so like, explain how Pinterest works for you, and do you also link up your pins to your e-commerce side of what you do?
Absolutely. So, these are some sort of new developments for Pinterest as far as letting smaller businesses sell on Pinterest. And so I use BigCommerce for my e-store, and they have it. It's kind of just all hooked up right in there. So as long as I'm pinning according to how Pinterest wants me to, then they show up as a product board. So that's just a board with just products on it that I don't really control. It just auto fills that, but then I can put them anywhere I want on Pinterest. And we have a group board. I have no idea how many people are on it, but there's a ton, and it's just called We Love This. And so we invite other people who follow us to pin there, and that gets us a lot of traction too, just having a group board with those things that are for sale on them.
Chrissy Jensen, ladies and gentlemen, we're at Domestika in the East Village of Des Moines talking about marketing for business. Do you use Pinterest going the other way as far as looking for hot, unique things in which you can then put in your store?
It's kind of, I don't use it as much as I used to. So I used to definitely. I mean, Pinterest was kind of the rage of everybody at one point. And so I was always looking on there to see, like, which new screen printer has a new poster out, things like that. So definitely. And then I follow kind of a nice group of people who are really good about posting kind of the modern aesthetic that we have. And so that does sometimes, even if I don't find a new product, it's super inspiring for me to try to think about, like, what colorways am I going to be looking for this season? Mm-hmm. Or what's in style this season? What I look at clothing. Clothing really, really instructs what we pull in for anything, for a printed piece, for earrings and jewelry, but also for like home decor. It's just, I use it that way, mostly for research.
Now, we talked a little bit about, before we went on the air here, about sort of collaborations, you know, and you dropped it a little bit in as far as your group pin section of your Pinterest board. Now, like, Have you done anything to, let's say, go to the top 15 Pinterest influencers, pinfluencers, whatever they call them, right? Mm-hmm. You talked about going into top 15, 25, 45 of these people and just DMing them, just like you did with Ben, just hustling, mm-hmm. and saying, look, this is what I do. Would you like to do any collaborations with me? Have you thought about doing those kinds of things?
I definitely have thought about it in the past, and I just... It's not like I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. It's just one of the things I haven't gotten around to. It's sort of like, at first when they all first started, you know, you start hearing about influencers, I was like, well, there's nobody in my little niche that's an influencer. But like when Phil and I were talking earlier, he's just like, well, there are people who, you know, they talk about jewelry all day. And it's sort of like, yeah, duh. I like, you know, sometimes those things are on your mind for a while and then the next hot thing comes and you just kind of forget about it.
This is a complete aside, but this blows my mind. I was on Facebook Live. I was just thumbing through a couple of random Facebook Lives the other night, and I came across this young woman who was doing a Facebook Live. And I don't know if you've seen these like live auction deals on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's going through and she's like holding up just junk. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. You have some awesome stuff in here. Like, this is not what she was selling, okay? She was just selling just you know, probably stuff she found at a flea market. And she's doing, she'll say, okay, going once, going twice, and then sold to that person. And then she gives them 5 minutes to actually go in and purchase. If they haven't purchased, she cycles it through the system again. Anyway, complete aside, not saying that you need to do that, but it just blows my mind that, like, we have these tools available for us, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should set up a camera later and we'll...
Yeah, huh? I should do an auction. Yeah, my auction voice.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned was how things go in business. You're always constantly having to do whatever it is that you do. So the question is, who have you hired to do all of your social media work? And the answer is...
Me.
Yeah.
We do have a part-timer who, he's so good about doing our, like, Instagram stories for us. And so he works on Sundays. And so he'll always post some for me. I know that. And he's really good about interacting on our Elo page, which is a social media platform for artists and designers. And so he's really good about doing those on Sunday, too. So that's a lot of help because I get intimidated with my stories. And so if I can't make it into a GIF, I don't do it.
Ah, terrible. Okay. Her name is Chrissy Jensen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Domestika on the retail segment of Marketing for Business with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. One of the things that I think many retailers fall into is exactly what you have. You're a kind of a one-person band here. So you've got lots of things to juggle. Make a very welcoming establishment, at the same time dealing with parking issues, at the same time dealing with traditional media, at the same time dealing with Pinterest and Instagram and all of these other things. How much time, Chrissy, do you spend in the marketing arena a day, you think?
I know for a fact that I spend at least 2 hours every morning. And a lot of times that goes over. So if I get up and I get coffee at 5, by 5:30, I'm definitely working, but usually from 5 to 5:30, I'll go through and kind of catch up with like local people around here. So instead of posting or thinking about posts or making posts or creating posts, I spend at least that first half an hour just going out and seeing like, you know, what did Michael Libby post today or anyone in my community? And then I usually keep a little repost bucket. So if I know you have an event coming up in about 2 weeks, I'll kind of throw it in my repost, and that's where I find those, so that I'm really kind of engaging with my own community as well, because I don't know, we have only like 6,200 followers or something on Instagram, but there are people that are into the same stuff that we're into, and so if I can help out my friends with their event or whatever, I know you might think this is cool, I want to get that out to you as well. So that's kind of how I do it.
Well, kind of piggybacking on that community side of what you do, what sort of advice would you give to somebody else, not necessarily in this sort of business, because this isn't all you do, right? but you know, like this, you're a full-time media company, if you want to think of it that way, right?
Maybe. Right.
I mean, so how would you recommend somebody else just thinking about starting out, either doing an e-commerce store or just doing some sort of a restaurant business? I mean, how would you recommend? Two parts. First of all, okay. What would you do differently if you had to start over again? What would you recommend to somebody else who's just thinking about starting and getting involved in anything marketing related? I mean, that's a long-winded question. I got to get better at these, yeah, Michael.
No, that's okay.
So what have you done that you wish you could redo when it comes to marketing?
I think that I would say, like, as far as things I wish I could redo in marketing, I wish I would have been more aggressive from the get-go, out of the gate. I wish I would have had a little bit more self-confidence in my product, in my shop, in my name, and in my story, what I have to say, yeah. things I think that other people might or might not want to hear. But I wish I would have had more confidence in that, be a little bit more bold and reach out more often, and really take advantage of some of the relationships that I have, because sometimes it's hard to see that these people do really like you. They really, really are your fans. They really, really want to spread the word. It's really hard to wrap your brain around that. And so a lot of times I've had relationships where I didn't take full advantage of, and I wish I had.
Those brand ambassadors can be very, very important.
Yes, or even relationships with, like, national magazines. Like, we've been in several national magazines, and just kind of, like, you know, maybe that magazine closed and I kind of let that relationship float away, when I'm really honestly at that point, I should have kept up with that person, because obviously they're going to move on to something new and we want to be at the forefront of that too. And that leads to, like, kind of what my advice would be to anyone starting out would be, like, let's say you're going to open up a food truck and you are nervous. You're not quite sure if people are going to like what you have, but you know, you think you have something special. Get on Instagram, Facebook, get all that stuff nailed down, and then just start posting as much as you can. If you need to, use Buffer or any of the other schedulers for your Instagram to help you. Then set up every night on Sunday at 5 o'clock and just start bang, bang, bang. You know, you can repurpose posts, right, by cropping them different, adding a slight different element. If you are shooting, add different elements so you have 4 pictures out of 1 shoot. But yeah, definitely get on there and just start putting your stuff out there. And also the same thing, like I was saying before, find out who's in your community. You know, get on Instagram and search your town. Get on Facebook, search your town. Follow other businesses like yours, because they notice who follows them. And they'll be more apt to say, oh my goodness, the food truck that I've heard about that's super great, they're going to be down the street tomorrow night. There's one other person advertising for you that you didn't pay or ask to. So
yeah. What about traditional marketing? What in advertising, from print to radio to television? Have you used any of that stuff, and what's been the outcome?
We have, but for our age group, it's,
which is what, by the way?
Oh, I would say, like, our general is like 18 to 35, but probably closer to 18 to 50, because as time moves forward, you have people that are more into pop and
right,
stuff like that at an older age, you know, so people get more designy as than they used to at an older age. Sorry. But so for print media, things like that, that's so hit or miss. So if I wanted to advertise in the City View for my age group, I might get all those people who work in offices downtown, which is a really nice chunk. But it was just kind of hit or miss for us. It's such a small niche.
Now, a couple of things that have popped up, and unfortunately, I didn't do my research like I usually do, on your Facebook page. I was so focused on Instagram and Pinterest. Now, what about some of these other platforms? We haven't really talked a lot about Facebook. But what have you done with Facebook that might be a little bit different than what you've used for Instagram or Pinterest?
So Facebook in the beginning was kind of how we got going.
Yeah.
So we were using Facebook in conjunction with our personal page at the very beginning. So kind of relying on our friends to help spread the word. But then also the same exact thing, going out following like-minded businesses. So if you saw maple syrup. There's a gazillion people who sell maple syrup. Join groups, business groups in your area, but join groups of people who also love food. There's like a foodie group in Des Moines where they go out and they review restaurants and, you know, you can read and see what's new. If you're a restaurant, follow that group, get in that group, because it's giving you so much information. And it's, that's what it's really about. So marketing and reaching people, it's only as good as the work you put into it. And I think if you don't know your audience, you don't know what they're wanting, you don't know what the atmosphere is around town, what's going on, you're just sitting around waiting for people to walk in the door.
It doesn't work, does it? It does not work.
It doesn't work, no.
Now, what about Facebook Live, Instagram Live? Any, there's sort of like, I guess, in the last 2 years, live streaming. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, Facebook has decided they're going to bump that up really high in their algorithm. What have you done on Facebook Live?
So I haven't done Facebook Live yet, but that is the way to get in now. Facebook, Instagram, these platforms, they reward you for using all these extras. So you get rewards for posting live. You get rewards for putting those little stickers on your Instagram story. You get rewarded for using the little things they give you to make your stuff look better, yep, or to make you look better, and you'll go up in the algorithm. So yeah, definitely do that. I haven't yet, but definitely do it.
Well, we're going to do a Facebook Live here in just a little
bit. Good
for
you.
Just for kicks and giggles, because this is going to air a little bit later on today, but we'll still do the Facebook Live just to say that we were here, which is more important than anything, right?
Right, for sure.
All right. We have been talking with Chrissy Jensen. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I just want to know, what sorts of things do you think, you know, anything that's fresh and new that's happening in social media or just in marketing in general, especially for online retailers and brick and mortar retailers, what anything that you can see that's new, that's like catching your attention more than anything else right now?
Long pause as we think.
I know,
through that,
just
right?
Give me 1 second, because there's just like, there are a lot of things that are going on right now that you can use that are
like you mentioned Elo.
Yeah.
Like, and I only have like a cursory knowledge of it. I've never jumped in.
It's like a mini Elo, it's ELLO, mm-hmm, and it's like a mini Pinterest for designers and the arts. It's invite only as well, and that keeps it kind of tight, you know, as far as like what subject matter people are posting. But it's also a really good place to also connect with other artists, find artists if you're in a business like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like these niche groups, or, you know, Pinterest type groups, or these niche communities are starting to pop up all over.
Yeah.
And as these start to become important, they'll become important to a fan base. So definitely look for those kinds of things. So anything that you're on. But I also see like a lot of things that are so easy to do, where you're just like putting out like live videos and live Facebook Live. I'm so sorry, but where you're instructing people about things. I think that people like to learn stuff fast, and that's so like, we don't even look up anything anymore. And like now it's just like, is there a YouTube video for this? We watch it really fast and go and do the thing. And that seems to me way more helpful than just looking at a picture or a blog post with step one, step two. And so I think anytime you can inform people on stuff, I think that's going to be like the hot thing right now, is just basically sharing some knowledge online.
Have you considered doing any instructional videos like that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's YouTube, and you know, you can.
Yeah, for sure.
You could drop those videos up on your site. Plus, you know, there are a million people that you can collaborate with too. I'm just curious. It's just like, to me, it gets me exciting until I have to realize that I have to deal with opening up a store and like keeping inventory and paying artists and all the other stuff that you have to do. Like, the nerd brain part of me like thinks, oh wow, that'd be awesome. And you know, I have to shut my mouth sometimes.
No, I'm an idea person too. I'm always giving people great ideas of what they should do. So I totally get that. Yeah, I mean, it's something that I could do for sure. I don't know what kind of knowledge I could drop on people, But even if we could bring in some people who already know how to do these things and maybe showcase their ability to teach you something, that might be something that we should look into. I'm learning all kinds of things today.
Sure, all that builds community.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if you can help somebody out.
Yeah, we have classes here. We just never videotape them. It's weird.
What?
I know.
Chrissy!
I know.
We've got a couple of things for her to do.
She's got a phone. You got a phone.
Oh, I have a giant iPad, too. It's huge.
I'm recording this right now on Anchor. Are you familiar with Anchor?
Yes.
Okay. Pull out your phone and talk, right? Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to actually drop it on my podcast. I don't think it, because it doesn't make sense, because he's already got a sweet thing going. And, like, I just like to piggyback on the better production. But the point is that I've recorded the whole thing here for my own posterity, that I can go back and search on Anchor and listen to myself for various tips. But if I wanted to, I can do from Anchor to Stitcher, iTunes, you know, basically Google Play, the whole deal. And, like, it's done. And I have my podcast. I don't have to pull it up online. Right?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you could have your domestic podcast. I would love it. I would listen to it all day.
Think you would until you heard my voice recorded. Then you'd be like, no, thank you.
See, everybody hates their voice when it's recorded, though. Yeah. But, like, I would go up to Mars and just, like, hang out with people. And I would go to, you know, go to Sam at Talkapocalypse. Like, Sam, let's talk about vegan food, you know? And I go to, like, somebody that has a movie knowledge, and I'd be like, hey, let's talk for 5 minutes about this independent film that came out. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tag you on all these now.
Come on.
That's a great idea. It really is.
See, that's why we're here, Chrissy.
It's called
Marketing for Business,
Thank
right?
Thank you.
Okay, give you something to do in your spare time, right?
For real.
All right. It is Marketing for Business with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. My name is Michael Libby from Insight Advertising Marketing Communications and, of course, Insight on Business. And our guest today has been the one and the only one of our favorite people on the planet. Her name is Chrissy Jensen from Domestika. We will have links to all of this on the podcast page. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We're rocking into Facebook Live.
Woohoo!
That's Marketing for Business, Episode 13, this week with Chrissy Jensen from Domestika, located in the East Village of Des Moines. We hope you picked up a nugget or two for your business. For all of us on the team here, for the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, she is Hunter Pease. For our marketing partner, Phil K. James, our advertising and marketing lead is Aaron Libby. For the producer of our theme music, James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, our engineer is Tyler Hackenmiller. My name is Michael Libby. Thanks so much for listening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.